Hey guys, it's Cheryl from Hushist.com, the first continuously published phone sex blog in the world. I love saying stuff like that. Anyhow, I wanted to go over a couple of things. You might have noticed going to Hush's that I've changed a couple of things around. And the reason for that are these journals that I have. Those of you who know me know I love, love writing things down. And the platoon that I support, I make a point of handwriting a letter every single day for them. I still write letters to the elderly members of my family because they're in their 80s, 90s. And I think maybe they tell me, I don't know, maybe they're just being polite, that they enjoy the letters and the cards. I love letters, love cards. I write a journal. I've always written a journal since I was about 8, 9 years old, and I keep them. So you can, well, not you, me. I can go through my journals when I was 12 and 15 and 24 and 30. Now, when I started this company, I think it was my junior year in college. And a lot of people made fun of me. They said, Cheryl, why are you going to do that? You're going to go to law school. This is ridiculous. And I went to law school and went and worked for one of the largest, most prestigious firms here in the D.C. metropolitan area. And at the end of the day, you know, I cashed out my stock and I decided to start a real grown-up, after-college phone sex company. So, when I started the company, I had a vision, I believe in visualization, of what it is that I wanted to do. And the only thing that kept me back is the technology. The technology wasn't there. It's here now. There's one or two little pieces that aren't quite fitting together, but the technology is where I wanted it to be when I first started in the business. And let me explain. When I got into the business, there were a lot of big players. And I think when you think of it, they were the first team. I think they were called the Condom Project, which is what YNOW webmasters are today. That generation of adult webmasters. And this was back before Google, because my company is a year older than Google, FYI. And the big players at the time were Yahoo and Excite, remember that? And I think, I'm thinking back, Alta Vista. Wasn't there something called Dogpile or something? I don't remember. But the big boys were gaming those systems. And just as an FYI, most of the people who were selling adult pay sites or dealing a lot with the adult movie business, they got their feet wet with phone sex. They would sell phone sex numbers and then move on to something else, giving up the affiliate portion of phone sex and going whole hog, all in with whatever it is that they were pursuing. Okay? So, as it concerns the phone sex business, a lot of the owners at the time, not affiliates, but owners, they started changing up their sites, having them mimic the pay sites. And pay sites are basically a very glossy, yummy front end to entice you. And then it was no pink. You didn't see nipples or the money shot or anything like that. I think nowadays it's more graphic. I haven't seen a pay site in years, so I'm not really sure what they're doing now. And with the pay site, it's glossy on the front end. Then you hit the join section. And once you're in the join, in the member area, the back end is kind of, well, it's not as cool as the front end. Because the back end just gives you, you know, what they promise you, which are tons of pictures and tons of video. And then they upsell various services, which could also include phone sex. Because remember, when they got their feet wet, dealing with phone sex, okay? And they're phone sex affiliates as opposed to actual owners. So a lot of phone sex owners at the time decided to redo their sites so they're this front-end glossy thing. And I thought, I'm not going to do that. Mainly because I'm really cheap. I did not want to pay for a graphic artist. The other thing is, I knew pay sites constantly change their glossy front end. So it may be, you know, the year 1900, let's say, and they have a glossy front end that looks like whatever. So by January of 1901, they change the front end again. Really don't change the substance. They're just changing the pretty pictures and, you know, the navigation system or something like that. I was more about substance. I wanted to present something that changed all the time, but at the same time added value to the user experience. And a lot of the big boys laughed at me. They would say, oh yeah, Cheryl, because the reason why I'm in the porn business is because I want to give useful information to the guys in the form of pictures. Ha ha, yucky yuck yuck yuck. So I decided, I ignored them because seriously, fuck them. And I decided to start a blog because, hey, I'm in the audio text business and one thing that I do a lot is talk. So I decided, hey, I'm going to blog. I'm going to blog about my day, blog about who I am, blog about the industry and, you know, good stuff like that. And it turned out to be wonderful. I mean, this is my thing. I love talking about me. And other people followed suit. And this is before the word blog was around. I forgot what they called it back then. But suddenly, you know, after I established my blog, before blogs were blogs, I think they were still calling them journals or something like that. Or a weblog. I think that's what it was, a weblog. And so I decided to do my blog. And then before you knew it, blogs became a thing, CMSs became a thing, everybody had a blog, and pretty soon those phone sex companies moved from the pay site, because I think they figured out what I figured out, why am I going to pay several thousand dollars a year to change a front end that I'm going to have to change every 6 months to a year? And they started setting up their blogs. Here's the problem. To set up a blog, you have to update it on a frequent basis. You can't outsource it. You can't pay somebody to update your blog. So if you have a girl named Mandy, let's say, and you have someone, you pay someone to update Mandy's blog, when the guys call and they've read the blog, they're going to wonder why Mandy doesn't know what the hell she wrote on her own damn blog. Which was never the case with me, because everything written at hushes.com was written by little old me. So when I say Hushes is the first continuously published phone sex blog, that is no hype. That is 100% true. I was the first phone sex company to put together a blog. And when I was putting it together, Google was just starting out and all the phone sex companies were basically mimicking what are they called? Pay sites. Then when blogging became popular in the mainstream, non-adult section, then you saw phone sex companies starting to do blogging. And of course, they were met with a problem if it wasn't a personal independent site, because you need to update on a regular basis. And the person who's doing the blogging has to be the person that's doing the calls. Otherwise, there's a huge disconnect. And by the way, in those early days, putting together the blog before there was blogging software, difficult. First you had to write it, then you had to do the HTML code to put it up. Good luck putting in a picture. Forget about doing any type of video, and then keeping everything together. Very difficult. Blogging software made it a lot easier. And with each year, it gets easier and easier. I'm amazed that I can pop in an image, pop in video, pop in an audio file, anything that I could possibly think of. There's an app for now. And now I can focus, finally, on me, what I want to say, and the business at hand. So I'm very excited about what's coming up next for Hushes.com.